President Trump's first executive orders after returning to office was a revival of a policy he introduced in his first term, a ban on transgender service members.
To ensure that we have the most lethal fighting force in the world, we will get transgender ideology the hell out of our military. It's going to be gone.
The administration argues that trans individuals pose an unnecessary burden on the armed forces, undermining unit cohesion and military readiness.
We are leaving wokeness and weakness behind. No more dudes in dresses.
Now, the Pentagon is identifying and removing them from service.
Does receiving gender-affirming care impact your ability to serve?
No. Gender-affirming care has zero impact on our ability to deploy, our ability to be ready, and our ability to meet standards. As far as my medicines that I'm taking, it is a shelf-stable pill I take twice a day. No different than, you know, medication of whatever variety that thousands of other troops take daily.
What will you do if you're forced out of the military?
It's going to be devastating should that occur. I will lose this core component of my identity that's been with me my entire life. I will lose the single source of income right now for my family, the health care, the benefits associated with that, the on-post housing that we have. We'll lose everything at that point.
Major Vandal is one of 32 plaintiffs suing the Trump administration over the trans ban, which the Supreme Court has allowed to move forward while legal challenges make their way through the courts. One of the most outspoken lawmakers against the policy is Senator Tammy Duckworth, a combat veteran and member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
I don't see why someone who can truly serve this country, who can meet the requirements to serve in the military, who can pass a physical test, who can pass all of the skills testing, and is already doing the job, should be kicked out of the military. I just think it's very arbitrary, and it's not what America's about.